WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Household pests such as cockroaches can be, well, icky, but they can also potentially impact our health. Dr. Zach DeVries is an associate professor in the UK College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment and is a PhD in entomology, the study of insects.
So cockroaches are a huge problem, right? So I think most people can kind of relate to that, not liking cockroaches, not wanting to see cockroaches. I think what a lot of people don't necessarily understand is that they're not only just unsightly and annoying, but they have some pretty profound impacts on people's health, particularly as it relates to allergens and to asthma. So some of the work we're doing is trying to improve cockroach control so that we can improve asthma management. So we're not sending people back into homes or environments that have these triggers. They're just there all the time. And a lot of what we do is working in low-income or affordable housing where we don't just have a couple of roaches. We have homes that we work in quite frequently that have lots and lots of roaches, hundreds to thousands of them. So it's a pretty big deal, and it causes a lot of people a lot of harm. So we're trying to improve that and make control and asthma management better there.
Yeah, I went to medical school many, many years ago in the early 80s and did my training in the mid 80s and early 90s. And anecdotally, we talked about this sort of thing, but I don't know if there was any actual science back then to back it up. What can you talk about that a little bit? Like what's been going on in your field and this intersection of entomology and health?
Yeah, so I'd say over the last 25 to 30 years, we've made some pretty big leaps in terms of cockroach allergens, the link between cockroach allergens, cockroaches, their allergens, and asthma, and leading to the management and how that can improve health outcomes. So there's some really good work done in the late 1990s, early 2000s, that kind of really solidified this strong link between asthma development, asthma exacerbation, and the presence of cockroach allergens within homes. So that kind of really tightened up our linkage there. And it wasn't until the late, I think it was around 2017, there's a really nice paper that actually came out that showed not only if you get rid of cockroaches, do the allergens go down, but you do see some actual marked improvements in asthma management. So less use of medication, less trips to the ER, less unscheduled misses of like work and other things like that. So it's still in its infancy, I would say, but we do have some nice linkage there that really, you know, supports the need to get rid of cockroaches so we don't have the pests in these homes. And the idea behind this is source reduction. So the idea is you're trying to get rid of these pests. They're continually producing allergens within homes. The idea is if you get rid of them, the allergens are no longer being produced or excreted, and they can either be cleaned up or they will naturally degrade over time, and you reduce that exposure risk.
And I guess looking at the approach to reducing that exposure, I guess there are sort of methods of keeping house, of storing foodstuffs, that sort of thing. And then I guess there are the actual chemicals that sometimes have to be used for control of such pests. Do you take sort of a holistic approach when you're working with families?
Yeah, we certainly do. So the best recommendation, what we term it in the pest control realm or field, is we call it integrated pest management, or IPM is the abbreviation for that. And the idea here is that you're not using a single tactic, you're using multiple tactics to go after this problem. So in the case of German cockroaches, their management, it's almost required to use insecticides. These are completely domesticated species. They have no predators indoors. They just need a little bit of food, a little bit of water to thrive, essentially. So you can't really control them without insecticides. But what we found is that if you use other tactics, you can reduce your reliance on the insecticides and you can make your insecticides work much better. So what we tend to do is promote things like good sanitation, making sure food and water aren't available to them, making sure that you don't have harborage sites like boxes or debris or things that they can hide in. And then when we go to insecticides, we go after what we would call more reduced risk, higher impact things. We use a lot of baits when we're controlling these. These are, you know, an insecticide embedded in the food matrix. We hide it in places where only the roaches are going to access it. People don't bump into it. And so we're putting out less active ingredient, less pesticide in a more targeted manner. And it actually ends up being a lot more effective in terms of controlling the roaches. So, but mixing all of these things together is really, really important for a good cockroach control program.
And is this a program that was initiated here at the University of Kentucky, or are you part of a more global approach to this?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, this is kind of a, I would like to say this is a global approach. We're still trying to get adoption of this. But this is a, it's not a new technique. It's actually something that was developed in the mid-1900s, primarily for agricultural pests. So it was being used in agricultural settings to reduce reliance on insecticides again. So it was things like rotating what crops you grow so that you don't have the same pest present all the time, things like that within fields. But we've taken this, and not just myself, other researchers in this area, and have adopted this into the indoor or structural realm. And the same principles apply, which is we want to do, we need to use insecticides. We're going to have to in certain situations, but we want to use them as kind of our last resort. They're kind of the thing that we're going to after we've exhausted all of our other options. So we're making sure that we're not just using them. Because when you only use, you know, insecticides, it's the equivalent of like antibiotic resistance. When you're throwing insecticides, you get insecticide resistance. And we have that, which is pretty rampant among the pests we deal with, where we just, a lot of our older chemistries, we just can't use anymore because they don't work at all on the pests we find indoors.
We've selected out those hardier strains that can actually tolerate it.
That's exactly right. And we get some strains when we work with these at times where you look at the old populations, the ones that aren't resistant, and they put one little foot on there and they're dead. They pick up enough insecticide. Now we have populations who can sit on there and live on surfaces treated with insecticides and no harm whatsoever. They thrive in these environments. So it's pretty amazing how resistant they are and how it makes some of our products completely ineffective at this point.
Well, Zach, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about this particular aspect of your work in pest control?
I mean, what I would say and what I would share with everybody is just kind of this understanding that cockroaches are more than just a nuisance, more than what people might think that they are. They can be annoying, but they also can have some serious health concerns. And I think one of the biggest things we're trying to do with our work is make sure that everybody knows, despite some people being in environments where they're living with cockroaches, nobody should have to live in a home with cockroaches. The health effects alone should be enough to, you know, try and push us to a place where we don't have to be in environments with roaches anymore. So that's really the goal of this work, is to create healthy cockroach-free environments for everybody.
My thanks today to Dr. Zach DeVries, entomologist and faculty member in the UK College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment, for talking with us about the health impacts of household pests. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.